Hey everyone, Jason Brinker here. Welcome to another weekend of Catalyst Church Online. If you're part of our Catalyst Church family, whether you're here locally in Eastern Coastal Carolina, or maybe you're part of our Catalyst military community who's been stationed around the globe, listen, we are so grateful that you tune in and worship with us each and every week. This is so much is going on in our world, and if there's ever been a time for us just to plant ourselves in the Word of God, it's today. And if there's ever been a time when we desperately needed the wisdom of God, then it's right now. So we've been in this teaching series for the past little over a month called Get a Grip. And what we've been doing is studying what God's Word has to say about wisdom from the book of Proverbs. And we've been working off of this specific definition that wisdom is this. Wisdom is the ability to see and respond to life circumstances from God's perspective. Like, wisdom isn't just knowledge, and wisdom isn't just like gaining information about something. Wisdom is truth applied. And we get this wisdom, we get this godly perspective as we grow up in our relationship with God through the Word of God. Like, one of the most important things that you can do is to read and to study and meditate on the Scriptures. Not just hearing the Word and knowing it, but living it out practically in the circumstances of your life. And so we grow in wisdom as the Spirit of God brings truth to our hearts and minds, and as we receive it and apply it to the circumstances of our life. We grow in wisdom also when we choose God's way rather than our own way. You know, one prayer that I find myself praying often is this: God, give me wisdom. Give me your perspective. Like, help me to see and understand this situation or this struggle or this challenge or maybe even this opportunity from your perspective. And then this is where my prayer always leads me. God, give me the boldness and the courage to follow your path rather than the world's. And so today, grab your Bible, your YouVersion Bible app, and let's go back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Now, I love this chapter because it is so incredibly personal. We get to listen in on this conversation between Solomon, a dad, and his sons. And he keeps having the same conversation with them over and over again. And I feel like, as a dad, I keep having the same conversation with my three kids as well, constantly challenging them and encouraging them and even warning them to stay on the right path. Because we all know this: there is a right path and a wrong path. There is a path that's going to lead you to blessing, and there's a path that will lead you to brokenness. And Solomon is challenging his sons to choose the right path. Set your feet in the right direction. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I'm going to give you sound learning, so do not forget my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only child of my mother, he taught me and he said, 'Lay hold of my words with all of your heart. Keep my commands and you will live.'" And I love verse 5. He says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them." And verse 6 goes on to say, take a look. It says, "Do not forsake wisdom and she'll protect you. If you love her, she'll watch over you. For wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all that you have, get understanding." Verse 8, it goes on and says, "Esteem her and she'll exalt you. Embrace her and she'll honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head. She will present you with a crown of splendor." He's like, "Listen, my son, accept what I say and the years of your life will be many." Verse 11, "I'll guide you in the way of wisdom. I'll lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble." And then verse 13 says, "Hold on to instruction. Don't let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." Like, what an incredible challenge. Like, son, get wisdom. Like, set your heart and your life to the daily pursuit of gaining God's perspective on all matters of life. I mean, just look at the incredible benefits that he talked about that wisdom brings into your life. Verse 4 says, "You will live." Do you remember that verse in the New Testament where Jesus says that, "I've come so that you might have life and have it in all of its abundance"? Jesus says the key to that is a relationship with me and growing in wisdom. Verse 5 says, "With wisdom you'll have understanding." Like, you'll understand what's right and what's wrong. Verse 6 said, wisdom will protect you. It'll watch over you. It'll even guard you. Verse 8 said, it will exalt you, which means that wisdom will lift you higher in life. It goes on to say that wisdom will bring you honor and blessing. I don't know about you, but that sounds like an amazing deal. Like, who else can promise you all of that? Every single day, our world, our culture, our music, our environment, our news, like social media feeds, are constantly marketing to us a version of life. They're saying, if you really want to live life, then this is what it looks like. This is what you have to have. This is what you have to possess. This is what you need to own. This is what you need to drive. This is where you need to live. This is what you need to know. These are the values that you need to embrace. Like, this is what life looks like. This is how you should think, act, behave, and vote if you really want to live life. And do you realize that the world every day is trying to force you into its own version of life? And the Word of God says, don't follow that path. See, the problem, though, is our hearts are naturally inclined to that path. Because the Bible teaches that we're born with a sin nature, our hearts naturally connect and align with the flesh, which means what looks good to our eyes, what sounds good to our ears, and what feels good to our body, that's what we naturally chase after. I promise you this, if someone said, Jason, here, I've got a choice for you. Choice number one is you can have a chocolate ice cream cone dipped in chocolate from Dairy Queen. Or choice number two, you can have a salad. Now, I don't know if you know me very well, but I can guarantee you that my flesh is going to cry out for the chocolate ice cream cone dipped in chocolate because it's delicious, right? Like, my flesh craves that. But the Bible says this. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to diabetes. I mean, it leads to death. Solomon is looking at his sons and he's challenging them. He's like, you've got two paths that are in front of you every single day, and you've got to make the choice which path you're going to follow. The path of wisdom, it'll bring blessing, or the path of foolishness, that will bring you pain. But understand this. Understand this. Here's the challenge, one of the challenges for today. Every single day, you and I, we have to choose the path of wisdom. Verse 18 says that the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. I love that imagery. I mean, that is some beautiful imagery. He's saying this. Here's the image. When you grow up in wisdom, you are gaining the ability to see and respond to life from God's perspective. And he says what wisdom does is wisdom is like the light of dawn. Wisdom is like the sunrise. How many of you know that at nighttime you lose one of your senses? When it's dark, you can't see. In the dark, you lack something very important. You lack clarity. But when you get wisdom, Solomon says, it's like the sun is rising. And the higher it goes, the brighter your life becomes. Solomon says you can have greater clarity in life, but you have to make the right choice. And you've got to walk consistently down the right path. Listen, it might be dark right now. It might be a confusing time in our country and in our world. It might seem like uncertain times right now, but let me challenge you today to every single day, put Jesus first. Every day, put your faith on. Every day, see that God is bigger than the challenges that you face. Every day, commit your heart to pursuing Christ and applying your heart to wisdom. Like, every day, set the Word of God in front of you to be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Every day, put on praise and gratitude. Every day, make the commitment to being the person that God created you to become. Here's a challenge. Every day, make the decision to live for the glory of God. And I promise you this, the higher the sun gets, the brighter your life becomes. So Solomon warns his sons, and he warns us as well. Like, not only do you have to choose the right path, but you've got to make the commitment to stay on the right path. There's a very real gravitational pull in our life toward the other path. Several years ago, I heard Andy Stanley talking about this thing called the principle of the path. And it goes like this. It says, direction, not intention, determines destination. Let me say it again. Direction, not intention, determines destination. And so if I get in my car and I drive south on 24, listen, I'm going to end up in Wilmington. It doesn't matter if I wanted to go to Raleigh. If I go south on 24, I'm going to end up in Wilmington. Why? Because the direction that I take determines the destination, and the destination is predictable. I don't know how many times I've looked at people in counseling or just, you know, and just encouraging people, and I would say something like this: whatever you do, don't go down this path. Don't go down that direction, because if you do, this is where you will end up. How many of you have ever watched a horror film and you're like, listen, don't open that door. don't go down that road. Don't look underneath that bed. Why do we say that? Like, why do we know besides the creepy music? Why do we know? Because it's predictable. Verse 14 looks at his sons and says, don't even enter the path. Like, don't even allow yourself to go in that direction. Don't even take a step in that direction. Tim Keller wrote about how a person's character is developed, and this is what he said. He said, your character is fixed and determined not by the dramatic events of your life, but by the daily choices that you make. It's the little choices. That's what fixes your character. Listen, you become the person you practice to be. You might not have wanted to become that person. You may not have wanted to end up where you have ended up. But the reality is you are exactly where you've been heading maybe for a long time. Your character and my character is set in place by the daily steps and decisions that we make every single day. Every day you're taking steps towards wisdom and blessing, or steps towards foolishness and brokenness. So what path are you on today? What direction are you going in today? Because it has a predictable destination. Solomon looks at his sons and he says, listen, in the beginning, you can look at the choices like this path or that path, and you get to make that choice. So make the wise choice. But look at what he says in verse 14. He says, listen, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Don't even go on it. Turn away from it. Pass on. So godly wisdom says, don't go down that road. Listen, don't go. It's your decision to make. But there's something that happens so often when we go down the wrong road. When we choose to go down that road, we might make the choosing to get on it. But how many of you know it's easier to get on it than it is to get off of it? And what we tend to forget is that there is one on that path that exists for this purpose, and that is to steal, kill, and destroy. Verse 16 says, for they cannot sleep unless they've done wrong, and they're robbed of sleep until they've made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence. Otherwise, there comes this time after you've made those decisions to go down the wrong path that it gets a grip on you. It sinks its teeth in you. There's this progression to saying yes to temptation, that temptation leads to sin, and sin leads to pain and slavery to that sin, and then it just takes control. Proverbs 6:27 asks the question, it says, can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes and not be burned? Oh, wow. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 13 says, the woman, folly is loud, and she is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house and on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. And this is what she says. She says, let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. She says, stolen water is sweet, and food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know, verse 18 says, that the dead are in there, and that her guests are in the depths of the grave. Like, he's warning us. Like, we know that we're going to be tempted. But what we forget is behind every temptation is a prison door. Down the path of every temptation failed is a grave, and it has your name marked on it. It has your joy marked on it, or your life in Christ, or your peace of mind, or your integrity. or it has the blessings of God, or maybe your job or your marriage or your relationship with your family. It has it written on it. Its desire is to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4 and verse 23, it says, above all else, this is what we have to do. Guard our hearts, for out of it is the wellspring of life. Protect your heart. There's an old song that we used to teach our kids in vacation Bible school growing up. It says this, it says, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above, He's looking down with love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. And the next verse says, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father that's up above. He's looking down in love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Have you ever heard this phrase? Garbage in equals garbage out. See, life flows from the inside out. It flows from the heart. That's why we have to guard our hearts. If you put garbage in, don't be surprised when your life starts to stink, because you can't cram your heart full of junk and death and expect to live a true life. So Solomon says in verse 24, it says, put away from you crooked speech, put devious talk far from you, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Verse 26, ponder the path of your feet, and then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Listen, this is true for every single one of us. This is all of our story. The Bible teaches that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that we're all guilty of walking down the wrong paths and making the wrong choices. Like, we've chased after, at times, our own version of life, and most of us, we've got the scars to prove it. Remember, some of you right now might have been on this path for years and years, and the pain that it has created in you and those around you is terrifying. But the good news is that God comes to us in Jesus Christ. And that He comes and He offers us brand new life. He offers us the forgiveness of our sins. He offers us the ability to know Him and to know His Word and to grow in our relationship with Him and in wisdom. But listen, it starts with a choice. It starts with a choice. That you and I have to turn away from our path. And we have to turn to God's path. See, that's called confession and repentance. It's whenever I confess my sin, that I've gone in the wrong direction. I've lived life by my own authority. I've done what I wanted rather than what God wanted. The Bible says what that's called sin. The Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death, separation from God. But I love what the scripture says. It says, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that might be exactly where you are today. You know the death part. You know the hurt part. You know the brokenness part. You know the consequences of walking down the path of this world. But maybe today you're recognizing that God loves you so much that He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins so that you could be forgiven, so that you could receive Him as your Savior and Lord. So maybe even in this moment that you could make the choice of your lifetime, and that is that you would surrender your life to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Listen, if that is you today, I'm speaking right to you, listen closely. If that is you today, then the Bible says that the way that we receive this forgiveness, the way that we receive this new life, is that we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. We confess our sin. We confess our need for Him. We put our faith that what Jesus did on the cross was enough to forgive me of my sins and to give me a brand new relationship with God the Father. The Bible teaches that we receive that gift when we pray, when we confess that to Jesus Christ. So maybe that's you today. And maybe today you're ready to make that decision. If that's you, would you do me a favor right now, wherever you are, would you just bow your head in prayer And would you pray this prayer with me today? Would you just pray, Heavenly Father, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I recognize that I have lived my life on my own terms. I've been following my own path. But today I recognize that that is sin and that I need you. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins to forgive me and to give me a brand new start. And so today, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to take control. I ask that you place me on a brand new path where I get to know you and grow in my relationship with you. And that even when I die, I have this confidence and this hope that I go to be with you, Father. God, that's our prayer today. Save me, forgive me, take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Maybe that's the decision that you made today. Listen, if that's the decision that you made, be sure to communicate with us at catalystchurch.com. You can look down online and find out how to do that. We're so excited about you. We've got some resources that we want to send your way. And church, listen, we love you. We praise God for you. Keep walking the path of wisdom. God bless. We'll see you next weekend.